Iraq's national currency, the dinar, has made a surprising comeback against the dollar, tripling in value since the end of the war. That means the Iraqi civil servants getting their first pay in U.S. currency are seeing their purchasing power cut. Other Iraqis are confused as to which currency to use for shopping and saving. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Baghdad.
Saddam Hussein himself may have been defeated on the battlefield, but his printed effigy is taking on George Washington, Andrew Jackson, and a host of other greenback presidents these days, and Saddam is standing tall. A roadside money trader drops an elastic-bound stack of purple 250 dinar bills onto a scale. Each is now worth about a quarter, so it's quicker to weigh rather than count them. Nonetheless, this trader can still measure a boost in profits with the dinar's rise in value. It may seem strange, but he gives credit for the rebound of the so-called Saddam dinar to U.S. officials in Baghdad.
All of the fluctuation depends on the news. The American authorities say they are giving salaries to the workers, and that makes the dollars go down. If they stopped giving salaries, the dollars would go up. The important thing to remember is this is the first time they are paying by dollars.
The trader's theory is that dollars are beginning to swamp the market. The greenback oversupply, his theory goes, is pushing down the dollar's value against the dinar. And there are grounds to think that might be the case. This week, the U.S.-led Office for Reconstruction and Humanitarian Assistance will begin paying the salaries of hundreds of thousands of civil servants. Over time, those payments will inject hundreds of millions of dollars in cash into the economy. The dinar's rise accelerated 2 weeks ago when ORHA officials started handing out $20 bills in emergency payments to essential workers. A worker taps test tubes at the Ibn el-Baladi hospital before setting them to spin in a centrifuge. But it is the dollar-dinar rate that is dizzying the hospital's plant manager, Mohammed Osam. His long-awaited payment lost half of its purchasing power in the space of a week.
Yes, they gave us the $20. And the dollars become 1,000 dinar. I mean, the tomatoes become very expensive. The meat very expensive.
To make up for the lost income, ORHA has been forced to boost emergency payments to $50. But ORHA can't erase the underlying problem of financial uncertainty that is troubling Iraqis. Iraq is now a country with two legal tenders. Some people are saying the situation is so messy that ORHA should pay people half in dinars and half in dollars. Then they could better manage exchange rate fluctuations. A bazaar in central Baghdad. People will only buy what they need for the next day or two. You can buy things in dinars or dollars, but everyone is afraid of losing out if the exchange rate changes again and the dinar drops all of a sudden. Shoppers are so tired by the monetary uncertainty, they don't care who is represented on their money, the mustachioed Saddam or American presidents past.
We does not care to its picture or any picture.
Electrical engineer Ali Nadi says he thinks the dollar should be adopted outright, but that even the euro would do.
We want a fixed thing, such like dollar, such like euro. It's fixed.
But fixing the currency situation once and for all does not appear to be of immediate concern at ORHA. Officials there won't comment on the exchange rate situation. In the meanwhile, Iraqis will be stuck riding the uncomfortable seesaw of the dollar and the Saddam dinar. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Baghdad.